Last of the Summer Wine was certainly one of those endearing programmes, wasn't it? And another one was definitely All Creatures Great and Small, telling the story of Yorkshire vet James Herriot. It was an unforgettable series born out of legendary books, and now it has been remade with all the charm of the original. Playing James Herriot this time is Nicholas Ralph in his first major TV role. He recently spoke to Rachel Banham, and here's Jane to tell you how happy Nicholas feels to be filling those big wellies.
First major TV role, it surely is unbeatable. And Nicholas Ralph is understandably delighted to play James Herriot in the new adaptation of All Creatures Great and Small, set in the countryside of 1940s Yorkshire. Based on the life and times of veterinary surgeon and writer James Herriot, the series is out now on DVD, courtesy of Acorn Media International, and following its record-breaking run on Channel 5, where it launched to 5 million viewers. Nicholas says, "Obviously, it was an incredible opportunity when it came along, really big wellies to fill, but one that I just absolutely loved doing. Of course, there was a bit of nerves at the start, but I think the overriding feeling was one of excitement. With that, the added nerves, obviously the massive fan base that it had, it just focuses you a little harder, and maybe you work harder to make sure it doesn't go wrong." He adds, "Everyone up in the Dales, when we were filming, they were all so lovely. Everyone says they couldn't believe it had been so long until it was being remade, and they thought it was great that it was coming back, but they always followed it up with, 'But don't muck it up.' So we had to get it right, and hopefully we've done that." Recalling his joy at getting the part of James, Nicholas says, "From that moment onwards, I was walking on the clouds, really, and I've been loving it ever since." In the series, the young vet, James, is taken under the wing of renowned veterinary surgeon Siegfried Farnan, played by Samuel West. As James settles into rural professional life, he must prove himself and his credentials under Siegfried's watchful eye, all whilst trying not to be distracted by Siegfried's unruly younger brother Tristan, played by Callum Woodhouse, stern housekeeper Mrs. Hall, played by Anna Medley, and beautiful farmer Helen Alderson, played by Rachel Shenton, with whom romance may be on the cards. During the series, Nicholas found himself filming with the late Dame Diana Rigg, who played Mrs. Pumphrey, owner of Pekingese Trixie Woo. Actor Nigel Havers also guest starred in the series as General Ransom. Nicholas recalls, "My first day on set was with Samuel West. He was absolutely lovely, so good. Any questions I had, he was there for me. It was just brilliant. Working with Callum and Rachel and Anna as well, we had such fun. It felt like a real learning curve for me, being my first big TV job and one I really thrived on." Nicholas is aware of James Herriot's huge following and explains that the writers of the new series did their own adaptation. "It's been brilliant, and now, of course, with HD and these lovely drone shots we've got and sweeping crane shots and things like that, I think the Yorkshire Dales themselves are completely another character, along with the animals," he says. "I think it just made me realise that it's absolutely stunning out there. We were just so fortunate with the locations we were shooting in." He adds, "The material there is so rich. It's warm, it's full of wit, it's got that lovely balance of humour, and then the next minute you could be quite touched and it's quite poignant. One of my friends who's watched it described it as a big hug, and it really is that." Nicholas hopes the series offers viewers escapism and hopefully a little bit of joy. He says, "You've got these characters which are just brilliant as well, because they're so three-dimensional, and of course they're based on real people. It's definitely that sense of community and helping out your neighbour, and just a simpler time as well, something that people are longing for, I think, in amongst this really complex, complicated world we're currently in." He adds, "We were so lucky. The cast and crew across the board made such a good team. It was wonderful."
Jane.